I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, Hong Kong grieves while China celebrates. Learn what it means for the church in just a moment. Later, a fall party in Tennessee could change hundreds of lives around the world. Stick around to find your place in that story. First, the China-Hong Kong divide takes center stage today as China celebrates 70 years of communist rule. A major celebration of China's military and economic might is underway in Tiananmen Square. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, protesters plan to march despite a police ban. China recently increased its paramilitary forces in Hong Kong following weeks of civil unrest, says Reuters. Asian Access board member Francis Tsui tells us,
"What we are seeing, what that has transpired in the last 18 weeks, is a reflection of the deeply divided attitude. It's a matter of trust and fear of China."
Protesters don't want Chinese interference. They favor Hong Kong's autonomy, says Tsui. However, some residents see no other option and think Hong Kong should continue under China's sovereignty. Right now, religious freedom thrives in Hong Kong, but that could change.
In light of all those tightening up inside China, there is a sense of threat that we can sense in Hong Kong. But in terms of actuality, as long as the one country, two system can still be working as much as it can, Hong Kong churches will still be in a status quo.
With this in mind, would you pray?
I want the global church to pray for Christians in China, in Hong Kong. It is not about what we see. It is about what God has been doing.
Next, North African countries sit squarely in the 1040 window, a term for that part of the world with the most unreached people groups. The majority of North African countries follow Islam and have little Christian influence. But what does missions in North Africa look like? Dennis Weens with Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says there are a few common myths when it comes to spreading the gospel in North Africa. For one,
people really don't recognize the indigenous church that's around the world. Almost every country has a church now. We can come alongside the church that's already there and empower them.
Sat7 outlets in North Africa are run by local believers. For example, their Sat7 Arabic channel broadcasts gospel hope into 21 Arabic-speaking countries in the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7's USA branch wants to connect American Christians with fellow believers in North Africa and the Middle East who are spreading Jesus' name on the air. Now, if you or your church have any travel plans in the Middle East, Sat7 wants to hear from you.
One thing people can do is connect with Sat7 when they go to the Middle East. We have studios there. We have contacts in many of the countries. So look at how your giftedness might match a need that Sat7 has, and we could definitely have a collaborative partnership.
We'll connect you in just a moment. And AMG International is looking for sponsors for 200 kids from around the world. Sponsors are needed to help provide food, medicine, education, and the gospel to these kids. Some of them have needed sponsors for years. Others are new additions. A fall festival in Chattanooga, Tennessee, set for October 5th, will introduce people to the concept, says Bethany Damron.
Our tagline is to inspire hope and change a future. And we want to do that not just for the kids that we're sponsoring, but also those that are sponsoring as well.
If you're not in Tennessee, you can still get involved online. The thing to remember is that these sponsorships can be life-changing, or in the case of Sophia, a child with a congenital heart condition, life-saving.
She would have never been in contact with these people that helped save her life had she not been sponsored through the program. And we have dozens of kids like that and stories like that. You know, because they're in this program, they're able to be met, not just spiritually, but also their physical needs as well, to help either save their life like Sophia or just provide for a better life in general.
AMG's holistic approach puts the gospel front and center as AMG's national leaders share the love of Christ through word and deed. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. Now, you've told us how much you value this program and that it's so needed for such a time as this. Your monthly donation will help us continue to spread the word through today's breaking stories that reveal how God is moving in our world. Look for links to help us spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.